Hello, this is Andy from Thagama, where it is wonderfully cool in the 60s today. But the picture that I showed, that was Saturday. And in the 30 years we've been here, it has never come close to that temperature. That's what it was out. That is a sensor out in the sort of like the garden area down below our balcony where we're in our apartment complex. It's in a tree, and it was absolutely blistering hot. Easy to use that term, but it was so hot. That was it, 108. It was almost 43 degrees Celsius. And yeah, it was just amazing. And then in a matter of 2 hours, it plunged over 30 degrees, went down into the 70s as a special phenomenon hit here, here in the Basque Country. It's the only place in the world that apparently it does that. It's called a Galerna. And anyway, it is a, they can predict it days ahead. They can even almost say what hour it's going to happen. And the beaches go from standing room only to wind, dust, sand flying everybody and people heading for their cars as fast as they can go. Like hurricanes coming. Anyway, that was last week. It was hot. 5 days in a row, extremely hot temperatures. And yeah, but anyway, some of you have been through something similar. Yesterday, Sunday the 19th, we had good services. We did something special and different in the first session, the 10:30 session. We canceled the Bible classes and I had everyone in because that was when we would have mostly, let's say, core people from our congregation. Although we were missing a lot, the Alvarez were out the weekend, Danny's gone, several of our people are traveling, a number were working, but it needed to be done. And it had to do with a young couple in our church, Yon and Vero. Some of you may remember years ago, 7, 8 years ago, they were married in our church. Their little boy was born 1 week before their wedding. So you can imagine how some of the things were. Yon had gotten saved and baptized before that. Vero had grown up, but she'd been far from God. And so anyway, so we had a beautiful wedding, but you know they came with a lot of baggage. Well, Mimi and I did a lot of investment in them over the next year, year and a half, but things just went south. And just couple, 3 years after their wedding, we didn't even see them. They were completely separated. The little boy was here, there, and whatever. And oh my, it was a mess. And we prayed for them a lot. But honestly, after 7 years, this is about a year ago, we were like, you don't know if that's ever going to, anything's ever going to happen anymore. Everything's so far apart, so blown apart, the family and all that. But about 8 months ago, Vero showed up, started coming to church. Yon started coming to church. And the last 6 months, they've been faithful, coming back to the church, coming back to the services, back together. He was showing indications of spiritual interest that I had never seen before in him, although we were we tried in every way to show them and to teach them how critical it was to be in the Word and faithful to church and whatnot. Well, they've just had a remarkable change over the past 6 months, and I've been watching very closely, not visiting them more than talking with them a little bit, chatting with them, but seeing some very, very, very good attitudes, and finally decided, okay, I'm gonna visit them. We had already talked about it a month or so ago, a little bit more, and so I went over and talked to them, and I found them very humble, very changed, and really ready to do things God's way. And that involved, in my opinion and in my leadership, it involved them on a Sunday admitting their failures and asking the congregation forgiveness for a bad testimony, a very bad testimony, and then asking for prayer that God would help them to rebuild their marriage and their home and do things right. Well, Yon, among other things that have been very happy to that I've been very happy to see, is just I've seen him step up to the plate and just be a man and take some responsibility. And so they said, yeah, they would run. They wanted to do it this very Sunday, if we were okay with it. And we have a lot of things going on, and so no Sunday seemed to be, perfect in terms of everybody being there. So we just went ahead and did it this Sunday. And on Sunday, then the two of them came forward, and Yon took the initiative there to read the letter, a letter of apology, and just a humble, very well written. I didn't write it. I just told them two things. I wanted them to ask forgiveness for their testimony and to ask for prayer. And they did that, and the note was precious. And there were tears across the congregation as people realized how serious they were and how much they wanted God to take over and or to continue taking over, because even in the letter they acknowledged how God had already done a great work in them, but there was a huge work to still be done. So we did that, and then I spoke from the end of Book of James, and then we prayed for them. One of our men has a good, solid, long marriage. He prayed for Yon, and then Mimi prayed for Vero, and then the congregation. Then we ended the service a little earlier that session, and the congregation just welcomed them. And yeah, it was a wonderful, wonderful service. Difficult as all get out to go through, but just excellent in its results, and the final attitude and how it went. So very, very grateful for that. Then in the main series, I continued my series on the Revelation, and we're looking at Jesus or Christ prophesied or foreshadowed through the books of the Old Testament. Then this Saturday, Intensive Institute canceled. Yes, our guest speaker from down in Madrid tested positive. So we talked it over, looking at a few weeks down the road. I'll nail that down tomorrow, but yeah, what can I say? It really isn't a problem in any financial way or anything, because I don't order all the supplies, books and notebooks and certificates and everything. I don't order that until Wednesday, because I get it in a day, and so we're fine. I think we're probably going to do it in a couple of weeks, which is going to be a little interesting, because it's going to be right on my 60th birthday, and I got a couple of other things going on that day. And 2 days later, I go to see my parents, so it's going to be an intense week. But it seems like that will probably it has to be that, because the next week there's other complications. So anyway, so I'll let the report go with that. Thank you very much for praying, for listening, for corresponding, for communicating back, whether it's here, Facebook, email, whatever. And then I think I'll send a couple of pictures, one of Ian and his family. Actually, Ian and his dad on Father's Day, Hannah posted this picture of Jonathan with his three children, one of them being Ian. They're on Facebook, but then they have another thing on a thing called Shack.com or something like that, or Slack or Shack. I can't remember at this moment. My mind isn't working quite right. But it's more for believers, and they're sharing more of the close-in experience of being in a situation where there are other children, with similar things. It's very, very, very difficult for many families. So anyway, so pray for Ian. I'll share that picture, and then also another one. And with this, I'll close. Andy Knesevich came on a team here to several years ago from Portland, Oregon. He and a great team that came from a church there. And I was talking with him the other day, and he and his wife had their sixth baby on June the 2nd. Okay, we're talking what, two, a little bit over 2 weeks ago. She was born with a heart defect. The second day of her life, she was given a stent, I think they call it, in her heart. And then in the first week, she had open chest, open heart surgery. She's in the ICU at Washington, I think it's Washington State University Clinic or something like that. And she's critically, she's in ICU, and she right now they're saying really the only way out is a heart transplant. So yeah, that is a very, very tough situation. So if you'd like to pray for Verity, we'd appreciate that. I'm sure Andy and his family would too. So, okay, I'll let it go. Thank you very much for listening. God bless you. Goodbye.